This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time featuring Matur Dat-Aliyer, who is with South Sudan Lutheran Church in Fargo, North Dakota. He's a social worker, Cass County Economic Assistance Division, chair of the Fargo Human Relations Commission, and a Bush Foundation Fellow, as well as a member of the Eastern North Dakota Synod Council. He says, I grew up going to church every Sunday. My mother is an Episcopalian priest in South Sudan, and my father was a committed Christian and a schoolteacher. My older brother and I were playing in the Nile River when Sudanese soldiers attacked our village. We fled with the crowd, and after walking for many days without food or water, we arrived at the refugee camp in Ethiopia. I remember seeing some children surrendering and dying of starvation and thirst. There were 26,000 of us walking, and only 11,000 made it. They called us the Lost Boys and the Lost Girls. At the refugee camp, we attended school under the trees and ate one meal a day due to the lack of food, and what UNHCR provided was never enough to sustain us for 30 days. By the 26th or 27th of the month, my older brother and I had nothing to eat. We called those black days, waiting for the first to come. It was not easy being 8 and 11 years old and responsible for your daily activities and what to cook and eat. Leaving home due to war was heartbreaking. We thought we would be able to go back to our village within a couple of days, and then it was months and then years, and I didn't make it back until 2013, 17 years after I left. When we arrived in Philadelphia in 2006, St. John Lutheran Church in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, sponsored us. My brother and I lived with Mary Heiser before we got our own apartment with help and guidance from Pastor Cindy Cromes. I attended Phoenixville Area High School, and volunteers from the church taught me English and brought us food, and my favorites were chicken and pizza. We had strangers opening their doors and hearts and helping us to thrive in our new home, and it was like we had a family again. After I moved to Fargo, I joined First Sudanese Lutheran Church. We came together with other Sudanese community members and the Synod to start South Sudan Lutheran Church. Our church is a place where people who have experienced emptiness, war zones, confusion, and misery can know healing, fulfillment, joy, love, and faith. Almost all refugees and immigrants living in North Dakota struggle to find work and secure housing, access to services and transportation, understand and overcome cultural differences, learn and understand English and raise children, and ensure their educational success in a culturally unfamiliar context. At South Sudan Lutheran, we created a one-on-one tutoring project to bridge new American students' learning gap with their peers. I see God at work in the work I do daily. I like social work because I feel like I make a difference in others' lives. As chair of the Fargo Human Relations Commission, I want to build a community that recognizes, welcomes, and values all residing voices and perspectives. On Synod Council, I connect with pastors and church leaders who have faith in humanity and a vision for community in which everyone belongs and everyone matters. It's a very challenging thing with all the decisions we have to make for the betterment of our synod, especially when churches' contributions are decreasing and the church's demands are increasing daily. I always pray for world peace. I pray for the coronavirus to go away, and I pray for my family's health. My grandfather used to say, I cannot be whole unless everyone is whole. I use this saying a lot to help me stay in close relationship with others, and it means that we need each other's support to survive and thrive. I don't want to be the only one doing well if others aren't doing well. It's not just about me. It is about us. I'm a Lutheran because I was sponsored by St. John, and I fell in love with their services, Bible studies, and the lovely, caring people.